So good morning to everybody, and today I have been thinking about thankfulness all day. I'm very thankful for Gavin singing today. It sounds like an angel. And I'm very thankful for the Sunday school students that continue to teach me. I'm just a figurehead in there. They are so brilliant and fun and insightful, and it's just a joy to be with them every day. So thankfulness can be part of who we are in our hearts. It's a type of prayer that should just flow as naturally out of us as breathing. Being thankful doesn't mean to sit down at the end of the day and try to think of something good that happened to you so that you can be spiritual or fulfill something or even try to get God to give us a little something else. It just means to have a heart that's sensitive to his presence in your everyday life. And just breathing out a grateful prayer of thanksgiving every time he works in our life. If you start with small things, thank you, God, for finding my keys. Oh, thank you for that green light. It just becomes natural. And when you have thankfulness, you have everything. Let's pray. Father, I'm thankful that prayer is not a ritual or a formula that I am required to follow. I am grateful that prayer is a comfortable, ongoing conversation with you based on my intimate relationship with you. I love you, Father, and I'm excited to give you thanks all day long. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. They're the snake eaters, the night stalkers, the super secret Delta Force. You know, together, they're a nightmare for the enemies of the United States. They're a wake-up, screaming, bedsheet-soaking, bone-chilling nightmare. They're our clandestine commandos. They're also known as the Navy SEALs, the Army Rangers, the Green Berets, the Marine Recon, Air Force Special Ops Teams. These elite military personnel are trained to launch small-scale and devastating attacks in enemy territory. Call them Special Ops for short. Special Ops troops have what it takes to root out terrorists and complete clandestine missions anywhere in the world. But you rarely hear much about our military's elite forces. And that's by design. They operate in the dark of night, behind enemy lines, below the radar, on missions that regular troops might think border on complete madness. A retired major from the Army Special Forces said, they are a hammer in the kisser, and that they're directed like light coming out of the magnifying glass, the beam light that fries the ant. And if we think of Christians as special ops agents, we hardly want to think of ourselves as the beam of light that fries the ant, do we? However, this comparison seems to work. Here is our Lord Jesus Christ, who gathers a small group of elite, hand-picked, trained, and tested followers on a mountain before he ascends into heaven with final instructions and details of their mission. Go and make disciples. Now, some of you may be shaking your heads. No, you know, that comparison is not quite right. You're comparing us to special ops forces? After all, you know, we're not going to ground troops behind enemy lines with an MH-60 Black Hawk and CH-47 Chinook helicopters. You won't fly an AC-130 Spectre gunship, an MH-53 Pavlov helicopters with a MC-130 combat Talon plane that's designed for long-range, low-level, nighttime penetration of radar and air defenses. You don't have the skills in underwater demolition, reconnaissance, and unconventional warfare. You're not the hammer to anyone's kisser. But you can be a kisser on the hammer of injustice and racism, bitterness, despair, suffering, sorrow, the poor and the needy, and unbelief. And above all else, the light of Christ to those that are held captive to sin, to death, and the devil. You can shine the light of Christ into the hearts and the lives of people that you see every day, leading people to a saving knowledge and the truth of Jesus Christ. I want you to think about it. In a very real sense, Jesus calls us to perform special operations. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. We have our orders, each and every one of us. As Jesus goes on in Matthew 28, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. You have got to have a passion for Christ and a passion for the people in our community, in our nation, and in our world. And you have to have the guts to accept the mission, to leave the comfort and the light of a beautiful sanctuary and go out and do mission in the shadows, where people really need to hear the gospel. Like clandestine commandos, we are challenged to operate in the dark of night, behind enemy lines, to infiltrate the enemy strongholds, fly below the radar, go on missions that regular, most religious folks might think border on madness. We are special ops. In fact, the early Christian church operated very much like this, anonymously, in secret, in house churches, worshiping in graveyards and catacombs. They were linked together by secret symbols, and as they gathered to hear the word, worship, and receive the sacraments. And the church grew phenomenally when forced to work covertly in a hostile environment. And we see that yet today in places like China and North Africa and the Middle East. The church is growing under persecution in a dark and dying world. Now, the original commandos that were commissioned by Jesus on that mountain in Galilee after he was resurrected, Matthew tells us that when they saw Jesus, they worshiped him, but some doubted. A reminder that there has never, never been a time in human history when the followers of Jesus Christ have been completely united in their faith and in their determination, in their mission. On that eve of an important mission, someone is always going to have cold feet. Someone is going to see the elephant, that old Civil War expression of the experience of battle. But Jesus rallies the troops. Then, and here now. And he speaks words of assurance. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And then he gives the orders to make disciples, baptize and teach, and closing that call to remember that I am with you always to the end of the age. This is our call to arms, and we are assured of victory because Christ is with us. Christians and commandos. Maybe that link is between the two is probably a little more of a contrast than a comparison. After all, Jesus challenges us to make disciples, baptize, and teach, not to launch attacks with high-tech weaponry. And while the military's clandestine commandos are typically dropped off behind enemy lines and left there, Jesus promises to always and ever accompany us, be with us to the end of the age. We're never left alone, never cut off from the greatest power and protection in the universe. Still, to be a Christian today, you got to have the courage of a commando. The message of the gospel is not for us to try, but to trust. Our Heavenly Father has given us the Holy Spirit, and we are empowered through Him to meet the challenges and succeed in our mission objectives. Jesus tells us to do some hard things. He tells us to do impossible things apart from Him. Go and make disciples of all nations. Doesn't that seem like a daunting task? But it starts here. It starts in Linden. It starts in our community. It starts just outside those doors where we make and build relationships. We're not just to train and remain. We are called to the front and into the battle where we are to be goers, movers, shakers, tellers, proclaimers, explainers, teachers, witnesses, and more. Loving our enemies, turning the other cheek, being pure in heart, rejoicing and being glad when people revile us for His name's sake. Don't lust, but give. Go that second mile. Forgive others as you have been forgiven by our Heavenly Father. Not worrying about tomorrow, because God is with us today and always. Doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. Being doers of Jesus' word, not just hearers. C.S. Lewis was right when he wrote, "Christ says, give me all. I don't want so much of your time and so much of your money and so much of your work. I want you. I have not come to torment your natural self, but to kill it. No half measures are any good. Hand over the whole natural self, all the desires which you think innocent, as well as all the ones you think wicked, the whole outfit. I will give you a new self instead. In fact, I will give you myself. My own will shall become your will." That passion that we have for Christ comes from God. That passion that we have for people outside our doors comes from God. He is with us as we go into battle. It is Christ's passion. It's our Heavenly Father's passion. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We go out for the whosoevers. We have the will and we have the passion of Christ for all of them. That is why we are passionate about outreach. That is why we are passionate about the lost out in the world. That is why we're passionate about the poor and needy. That is why we have a passion at all. It's not an attempt to lure them into church. Instead, our mission, your mission, is to show them something of the power of Christ in your own life. And the relationship that you have with Him, Monday through Friday. Show them what you have personally experienced with our Lord and Savior. Help them to learn about Christ through your passion, through your joy, through your hope, and the love that you have flowing from Him. Then, as the people around you are influenced by your faith, they will find their way into a community of believers somewhere. It may be here at Hope. It may be somewhere else. The special ops of the church isn't what we're doing in church. That is our training camp. While we're here, we're being equipped. We're being strengthened. We're being built up. We're being encouraged through the word and through the sacrament, through the liturgy, through the music, equipped to do the work of the church that lies outside those doors into the world that's to be done between the Sundays. So go, make disciples, be passionate about Jesus, be passionate about the lost, those that are held in captive to the darkness, the darkness of sin and the devil. Be the light of Christ. Personify Christian values. Preach the gospel constantly in all that you do, using words if necessary. That's our special operation. That is our mission, to go, just like the commandos, on a small-scale attack to save souls and lives with the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us rise together and confess that faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.